You are listening to the Winning Edge podcast, where each week we have a conversation with a different member of the Winning Edge Business Networking Chapter located in Spring Hill, Florida.
Welcome to this episode of the Winning Edge podcast. I am your host for this episode, Chris Chambers, and I am joined, as usual, with Mr. Andrew Chamberlain, CEO of Jericho Road Ministries. What is up, Andrew?
And it's a good day. Glad to be here with you, Chris. How are you?
I appreciate you joining us. So what we're doing is we're walking through the Good to Great book by Jim Collins. Get a business classic here. Specifically, we chose to look at the flywheel concept, this idea that you get the flywheel turning, right? And eventually, once you get that turning through that buildup phase, eventually your business breaks through and the momentum is already there. It's turning on its own. So what Jim Collins does throughout his book, Good to Great, is, you know, again, he's done a lot of empirical research looking at businesses, successful businesses. He has ones that have reached this great kind of climax. And then he's looked at their competitors, right? That he compares them to, the comparison companies, and he pulls out these principles, right? That he sees in the great companies, what differentiates them between the good companies and the great companies. So disciplined people, he breaks it down into three sections: disciplined people, disciplined thought, disciplined action. Right there in the middle of the disciplined thought section is where you start to see some breakthrough, right? What the buildup phase is, you have that level five leadership that we talked about in a previous episode. The first who, then what? Who are we going to work with, right? Let's get the right people on the bus, right? And then get them on the right seats. And then let's figure out where we're going and how we're going to get there. And today what we're talking about specifically is confronting the brutal facts. This is part A of the disciplined thought section. So with that being said, Andrew, go ahead and take it away.
Yeah, so I like that idea of you're talking about you actually visualize that breakthrough part. And so that's good because we are, if you're using the diagram that he gives, we're in the last one before the takeoff, if you will. And so it kind of reminds me of this idea of, you know, you'll hear this statement said something along the lines of it's always darkest before the dawn or something like that. And I think there's some truth to that one specifically as we talk about this today, because he says you have to confront the brutal facts. And so there's a reality that each one of us in our business and in our leadership of where we, whatever we may be leading, that we have to have this reality, that says, you know what, we're going to take the situation as it is. We're not going to gloss over it. We're not going to sugarcoat it. We're going to take the situation as is. That can be maybe some of the condition our own business is in. That can be maybe some of the realities of the market that we're facing. That may be some government regulations that we got to deal with. That may be some competitors that we're facing. And there's other things, you know, those are just some of the ones that kind of stick out in my mind. But we've got to be able to look at those honestly, and the challenges they impose, but at the same time, know how to move through them. He makes this point, and this is kind of where I want to get started from a dialogue standpoint, is he says, good to great companies face just as much adversity as the comparison companies. So I think there is this, I don't know this to necessarily be fact, but I kind of assume or presume maybe a little bit that some people, when they look at successful businesses, successful people, successful organizations, I think sometimes people just make this assumption that, you know what, they just haven't faced the same level of difficulty I've faced. And Jim, in particular, Jim Collins, who authors this book, says, no, that's not the case. They're facing just as much, maybe even more in certain circumstances. So I guess that's where I kind of want to start dialogue. Would you agree with that sentiment that successful companies are facing just as much or maybe even more than unsuccessful companies, facing adversity? What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, so there's another podcast out there by NPR, National Public Radio, and it is called How I Built This. Mm-hmm. Guy Raz, I believe, is the host of that particular show. He actually put a book together after years of doing these episodes. And at the end of every single episode, so he walked through, you know, these giant companies, and how they built these giant companies and the adversity that they faced and the times in which they got to a point where they didn't think they were going to make it. They were ready to quit, ready to give up, but they didn't. They pushed through. At the end of all of these stories, he asked them this. He said, how much of your success is based on your skill, right? Your intelligence, so on and so forth. And how much of your success would you base on luck, right? Just kind of got lucky, kind of fell into it. And again, I think that kind of goes along with what you're saying there. A lot of times individuals can look at these other companies that have the success and assume, well, you know, hey, good for them. They, you know, they kind of lucky, they fell into this. Almost down the line, when you hear individuals asking that question, nobody has ever said, oh, there's no luck whatsoever, right? They may say things like, well, the more, you know, more hard work, the luckier you're going to get, you know, that kind of an idea. And I think there is some truth in that. However, yes, there is definitely, you know, for success, you got to be at the right place at the right time and all that stuff. But again, that's what he does at such a great job in this particular book of doing, is saying, listen, you got to lay the groundwork. Right, you got to put in the work, and once you put in that work, right, then success eventually will certainly take place. Or at least that's the model that they've seen in this particular book. So anyway, just wanted to mention that the How I Built This podcast and book, another good reference for folks out there.
Yeah, that's great. You know, thinking of this idea of adversity, you know, I've thought, you know, to personalize this a little bit, there have been times, specifically with the work that I do, that, you know, I look at each election with a little bit of trepidation of what new regulations I'm going to face, or what new, what new culture I'm going to be experiencing that way. And it was a couple of years ago that I snapped out of it, but it was a couple of years ago that I guess I got a little bit more tough with that, because I was like, well, wait a second, there are some challenging things there are challenging things that we face, but I thought back to some generations. I didn't have to fight in World War II. I didn't fight in the Vietnam War. You know, you deal with these veterans all the time. I didn't fight in these things. I didn't go through the Great Depression. I didn't go through this, you know, we've had a pandemic, you know, and it's been rough by all means, but I didn't go through something like the Black Plague, where we didn't have the advance in medicine that we do now, you know? So while I can say, yeah, I'm facing some challenges, I've also had to realize, you know, there's been a lot of successful businesses, a lot of successful people that have come through some of those hardships, and not only have they went through them and survived, they went through them and really learned how to thrive. So we've actually, this year at Jericho, we make a slogan every year, and our slogan this year is called Growth Despite Adversity. And we're not going to allow, to the best of our ability, any adverse situations to keep us from growing. I'm going to give one example of that. We just got word not too long ago that, and I can't go too specific here, but something that we deal with, we can't do anymore. And initially it's like, okay, that's a big deal for us. But instead of us wallowing in that, our team said, okay, this gives us an opportunity to learn something else. And we did. And now it seems like we're going to have a more, a better option than we did previous. I know there's a lot of details left out there, but again, that idea is what? You have to face the reality that you're in. And so if you're hearing this today, again, if you're in our BNI chapter, first and foremost, do not think that any successful company or any successful business or organization is facing less adversity than you. If you keep yourself in that position, you're not going to overcome and be successful, because why? You've already defeated yourself. Fair enough?
Yeah, you know, you mentioned, you know, obviously this is the Winning Edge podcast and you know, the Winning Edge chapter of BNI here in Spring Hill, Florida, is kind of how we got started. You just mentioned the pandemic. Again, this section we're looking at here, confronting the brutal facts, right? This is under the disciplined thought. We have to be disciplined in our thought. The truth of the matter is, for the last 12 months, right, for the last 12 months, I think two weeks away, in 2 weeks, it'll be a full 12 months since we've been BNI platform online, right? And this was for years and years, 1985, you know, these are in-person meetings, right? And suddenly on a dime, right, we had to switch onto these, you know, online platforms. And of course, at the time I thought, man, how are we going to do this? But what's the truth is, the truth of the matter is, everybody across the globe had to deal with this, right? We went from in-person to online. We had our director today actually join us for our meeting. And, you know, she was talking about, hey, when are we going to be able to get back to in-person, right? We all desire that. We all want to get back to in-person. Again, when we confront the brutal facts, though, the brutal facts is this: we still are dealing with this pandemic. Leadership, upward leadership in BNI, has yet to give us the go ahead. Again, we can wallow in that, as you kind of mentioned. We could get down and out, and you know, quit, throw up our hands. But that's not what the Winning Edge has done. And again, that's not what the Winning Edge will do moving forward. We've continued to push through. We saw the numbers today. We actually saw growth during the 2020 pandemic, which again is pretty amazing. You know,
and, it is.
Go ahead.
No, it's fascinating. And so, you know, again, just to reiterate that point, you're going to face it, hardship one way or the other, internal, external. If you choose to not embrace that, look it straight in the eye, it's only going to eat you up. You've got to do it. So we can't just stay there. We can't just stay in the hardship. We have to have something that moves us through. And so this is the second part that I want to talk about. It's called the Stockdale Paradox. And this is based off of Admiral Jim Stockdale, who is the highest ranking United States military officer in the Hanoi Hilton prisoner of war camp during the height of the Vietnam War. He was tortured over 20 times during his 8-year imprisonment from 65 to 73. And Stockdale lived out the war without any prisoner's right, no set release date, and no certainty as to whether he would even survive and see his family again. Not only did he survive, he moved out. And there's a good ending to that story, but you can find that when you win a free copy of our book or go purchase it yourself. It's a great story. I encourage you to read that in this section. But the idea that Stockdale had was what they call the Stockdale Paradox is this, that you have an innate ability to believe, no matter how difficult, how hard, how challenging, how brutal the facts are, right, that you're going to succeed. And there is something to that. And, you know, I'm not trying to espouse this name it, claim it type of philosophy, but I do believe there is some power in the fact that, you know what, I'm going to get through this. I'm going to figure out a way through this. I'm going to succeed in this. And I think that's the ideal here. So, Chris, in your practice, in your life, have you seen the power? And again, this is a little cliche of a thought, but that power of that type of thinking that says, you know what, I'm going to figure out a way. Have you seen the power of that for y'all personally?
Yeah. So what I'll say is again, with this Stockdale paradox, it's not an either or, right? It's not either I retain faith that we're going to prevail regardless, right, of the circumstances. And it's not either or, right, we're going to confront the brutal facts. It's a both and, right? We're going to confront the brutal facts. This is where we are. And in addition to that, while we're doing that, we're still going to retain the faith that we will prevail in the end, regardless of those difficulties that we know we're facing, right? And so, you know, I think it's important for us to keep that in mind. Both of these things are true. If we only go off on one side of that or the other, we're not going to be balanced like we need to be, right? And then it could lead us into despair, right? Or it could, as Stockdale proved out in his life, right, it could lead us to overcome, you know, adversities that not many more folks were able to overcome during that time. And so your question to me was, you know, have we experienced that in our personal life? Yes, absolutely. You know, I can tell you back in, and again, we've gone through this here, and I'm not going to go into detail here, but I failed miserably back in 2009, right, when I went out on my own the first time. And I had to confront the brutal facts, and the brutal facts said this: I don't know what I'm doing. I don't know how to run a business. I don't know how to get clients. And that was the truth, right? That's what it was. And at the time, even if I had run into BNI, I don't know that I would have been prepared to take on what we've now been able to do. And so at that time, again, said, well, listen, I still have a law degree. I still have a license to practice law, right? So instead of despairing and you know, throwing in the towel, I went and fortunately was able to join another firm. They were able to teach me. I was able to find a niche, right, a market with Social Security Disability and now VA and helping our veterans. And so during that time, right, we, like you said, we could have thrown in the towel. Instead, we pushed through knowing, listen, we've gotten this far. We've been successful to get through school. We've been successful to get our license to pass the bar exam, so on and so forth. Let's go ahead and push through, right? We're going to figure out a way. And again, obviously your organization is a faith-based organization. Again, that's what keeps me going, you know, each and every day, right? I know there's a purpose for my life that is bigger than me, right? And so that certainly helps me get going as well. In addition to simply, you know, it's more than just having this power of positivity, although there is some power in that, as you've noted there.
Yeah, and I think that's the key. We're not denying the fact of positivity, but if we just have positivity without based in reality, then it's just whimsical thinking, right? And
I'll just jump in real quick. So let's say I go back to 2009, right? Let's say all that I had, instead of confronting the brutal facts of what I was looking at, if all that I had was I'm retaining the faith that says I'm going to prevail in the end, I would have continued working through and we wouldn't have had any money coming in. I would still be sitting at a desk there at my first office with nobody knocking on the door, right? And so we would have run out of money, man, and who knows where our lives would be now. So you can't just come in with that alone. That alone is not sufficient because it's not going to ultimately lead you to make any changes that need to be made, right? So that's why this both and is so important.
Great. I think you did a great job of summarizing that. And so just encourage everybody out there, base it in reality, but also have this idea of, hey, you're going to be able to make it through and keep those things tied together. So it's really good. Last thing, let's do this really quick because of time. I just want to hit this last point. Again, this is coming from his summary in 89. He says, do not spend time trying to motivate your people. Okay. Rather what? You have to get the right people that are already motivated. And I think, and the reason I want to bring this in is because I think this ties so much into this discipline, this discipline thought right here. Because if you notice in the previous section, it was disciplined people, and we had to have the right, get the right people in the bus. We've said that, but you can see the connection there. That's the point I'm trying to make. Because if you just spend your time trying to motivate people, when you start facing the hard stuff, then you've got two tasks to do now. You got to not only face the hard stuff, but you got to keep the morale of your people up. So it shows how important it is because we're all going to face these adversities. So it shows you how important it is to have the right people. So I don't know if there's much to add there. I like that. I like that connection. If you feel like there's something good to add, please do.
Yeah, the only thing I'll say is, again, going back to this is the Winning Edge podcast, Winning Edge chapter of B&I. We celebrate our 15 year anniversary as a chapter here in this week, actually, 15 years. Again, not obviously I haven't been, you haven't been in the chapter for 15 years. There are individuals that have been there 14 plus years, right? I think there were three of those individuals in the chapter that have been here a long, long time. So they've seen this kind of ebbs and flows, and you can see how if you get the wrong people, or as Meisner talks about, you got to be careful who you let in your room, right? If you get the wrong people in the room, what can end up happening is that morale can take a dip, And so I think that's so important to make sure that you do have individuals that are already motivated, right? They're all working for the same goal. And then as that takes place, again, as these brutal facts are being confronted, right, we can do that together. And we know we're all on the same team. We know we're all working for the same goal. And again, that's only going to lead us to be successful, just like these companies that were able to go from good to great.
Awesome. All right. So just real quick again, as we're dealing with this, you're going to face hardship. Don't think that the great companies don't face it. They may have even faced more. Make sure that you tie that hardship to the basis that you can make it through that Stockdale paradox. And then last, again, showing the importance of having the right people. Again, even if you're a sole proprietor, some in our group are, it's even much more important that you put yourself in the right groups like our B&I group. So I think it's a great episode. I hope you guys enjoy it. You got anything else to add, Chris, before we close it out?
That's all we got, man. Thanks so much. Appreciate you listening to the Winning Edge podcast. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks for listening to the Winning Edge podcast. Please be sure to check out the show notes for contact information for each of our guests, links to their websites, and links to more information about the topics discussed in this episode. Until next week, happy networking!